is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jomo Siantang with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiro says Nagaland's close association with Japan has now matured into bilateral cooperation. Ambassador of Japan to India Hiroshi Suzuki and Chief Minister Nipiro inaugurates Kohima Peace Memorial and lays foundation stone of an eco park Kohima. Japanese envoy says Japan and Nagaland witnessing another chapter of friendship. An Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch observes World Red Cross Day. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipiro today said that Nagaland's close association with Japan has now matured into bilateral cooperation. Speaking at the soft inauguration of the Kohima Peace Memorial in Eco Park Kohima, Rio said the Genesis program, which is under implementation, is helping the youths of Nagaland get the opportunity to experience the rich culture of Japan. Asserting that Nagaland sees itself at the forefront of the Government of India's Actis policy, Rio said the state signed an MOU to establish a Centre of Excellence for Foreign Languages where the first comprehensive language program offered is Japanese language. He assured the Japanese government that every possible step will be taken to ensure best practices and transparent standards in carrying out the projects. Rio said that the inauguration of the Kohima Peace Memorial and the laying of foundation stone for the Eco Park is an expression of the commitment to forge stronger ties between the Nagas and the Japanese. He thanked the Government of Japan, JICA, and others for their proactive engagement and cooperation with the state of Nagaland. Rio said Nagaland government has planned a number of events to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Kohima this year. The chief minister exuded hope that the Japanese friends will also be part of the program as both collectively work to communicate peace and oneness. Ambassador of Japan to India, Hiroshi Suzuki and Chief Minister Nipiro today inaugurated the Kohima Peace Memorial and laid the foundation stone of Eco Park Kohima. Speaking at the program, Ambassador Suzuki said that the Japanese remember the Battle of Kohima along with the Battle of Imphal as one of the most disastrous battles of the Second World War. He acknowledged that people of Nagaland who had nothing to do with the war inevitably had to go through a great ordeal. The ambassador prayed for the souls of all lives lost in the war, including people of Nagaland, the Japanese and the Indian National Army soldiers, and those who fought on the British Commonwealth side. Suzuki expressed happiness to witness the inauguration of the Kohima Peace Memorial. He said that the monument enables everyone to stand in solemn silence and offer sincere prayers to all the victims of the battle. Suzuki expressed his gratitude to the people of Nagaland for their magnanimous generosity extended to the Japanese. This generosity has fostered a new friendship between Japan and Nagaland, Ambassador Suzuki added. He said today next to the Kohima Peace Memorial, an eco park is being developed as part of the Nagaland Forest Management Project with Japanese government's official development assistance from the Japanese government. Suzuki viewed that many people in Nagaland will visit the eco park to have a relaxing stroll with their families and friends and enjoy the nature. He exuded hope that the eco park will be loved by all and will become a new landmark in Kohima, symbolizing the friendship between Japan and Nagaland. Ambassador of Japan to India, Hiroshi Suzuki, today said that Japan and Nagaland is witnessing another chapter of friendship being fostered, with many young people from Nagaland starting to travel to Japan for skill training and job opportunities. He said the Naga youths are getting very good reputation in Japan and the Japanese host companies are keen to welcome more of them. The ambassador also informed that in December last year, a Japanese sending organization called ARMS signed an MOU with Nagaland University to establish a Japanese language course in Kohima. He hoped that this will encourage more and more Naga youths to learn Japanese language and seize skill training and job opportunities in Japan. Suzuki added that a friendship between Japan and Nagaland will be further strengthened through the construction of the Eco Park, as well as the exchange of young people who will act as new bridges between India and Japan. Later, Ambassador Suzuki, along with Chief Minister Nipiryo, visited the Kohima War Cemetery, Kohima Cathedral, Second World War Museum at Naga Heritage Village Kisama, and Kohima Village. Indian Red Cross Society IRCS Nagaland State Branch today observed the World Red Cross Day with Member of Initiatives of Change India, Niketu Iralu, as the special guest. Speaking on the occasion, Iralu emphasized on the need for the Red Cross movement to become a movement that would also heal the hurts and hates, fears, greed and want of power at all costs. The program was held in commemoration of the 196th birth anniversary of its founder, Jean Henry Dunant. Iralu said that the Red Cross Society's theme for this year is Keeping Humanity Alive, and that its official motto is With Humanity Towards Peace. Iralu said both themes bring in humanity in its entirety as the decisive factor in achieving peace and keeping humanity alive by stopping all that lead to killings. Also speaking on occasion, MC member IRCS Nagaland branch R. Rose Chagasang said that humanity is still alive and called upon the people to love each other with compassionate heart and support the needy. Meanwhile, the managing committee members of the Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch, today pinned the Red Cross sticker on Governor Lal Ganesan at Rajbhavan in Kohima. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. PWD Minister Housing and Mechanical P. Pashang Chang today graced the Silver Jubilee celebration of Naklang Bo Sector Union Prinsang. Addressing the event held at Holy Angel School, Pashang dwelled on his personal connection to the sector and emphasized on the importance of setting an example for fellow citizens. The minister recalled the illustrious history of the sector, noting its reputation for producing great leaders and successful individuals, and encouraged unity among its residents. National People's Party NPP Peck District has called upon the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, to immediately give its special attention to the Kohima Jaisalmer Road. NPP Peck District, in a press communique, pointed out, in particular, that a stretch between Chakapa and Gikruma serves as the lifeline of Peck District and several other districts in the state. It said that no sign of road construction is seen till date, despite work being awarded to MS Ratna Infra Projects Private Limited with 5th January 2024 as the appointed date. NPP Peck District called upon the contractor to immediately commence work without any further delay. The Woka District Sports Council, led by District Sports Officer Libemo Jami, today conducted pre-basic and introductory training for Sepak Takraw and badminton at Don Bosco School, Ripin Village. During the program, sports kits like Sepak Takraw and badminton kits were provided to the students. The initiative aimed to train students and emphasize on the importance of sports. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has compiled a booklet titled Transforming School Education Through NEP. The booklet features some of the key reforms in the perspective of the National Curriculum Framework for School Education 2023. The board has directed all institutions to develop a plan to implement the recommended reforms and take steps to put the plan into action. Further, institutions have been directed to document and share the effective and innovative strategies they have developed in implementing. NBSC said soft copy of the booklet is made available in the board's portal nbscnl.edu.in. The hard copy can be collected anytime from the board's office. And now to the news, here at headlines again. Chief Minister Nipiryo says Nagaland's close association with Japan has now matured into bilateral cooperation. Ambassador of Japan to India, Hiroshi Suzuki, and the Chief Minister Nipiro inaugurates Kohima Peace Memorial and lays foundation stone of an eco-park, Kohima. Japanese envoy says, Japan and Nagaland witnessing another chapter of friendship. An Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch observes World Red Cross Day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.